Shocking allegations emerge about Grant Solomon funeral home. Earlier today, Anglican Watch reviewed the allegations on Laura Conlon's excellent podcast, #corruption. We are profoundly troubled that Williamson Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Service, which handled Grant Solomon's funeral, purportedly broke Grant's ankles when preparing his remains for his funeral. To be clear, this is inexplicable and shocking in the extreme. Such conduct is considered within the funeral industry to be profoundly inappropriate and unethical. It's also unnecessary, as Grant was 6 feet 4 inches, yet caskets normally accommodate remains up to 6 feet 5 inches in height. And on top of that, it's illegal, and constitutes abuse of corpse under Tennessee state law. Yet, Philip Charland, the embalmer who handled Grant's remains, allegedly told Dr. Angie Huffine Solomon, Grant's mother, that the funeral home does that in cases in which it's needed due to space constraints. That runs counter to the usual industry practice of simply obtaining a larger casket. Moreover, we are profoundly troubled by allegations that Pam Stevens, one of the owners of the funeral home, was rude to family members. Additionally, we believe that a written affidavit Stevens submitted in support of Aaron Solomon's defamation suit was both untruthful and inappropriate. By law, parents have an equal claim to a child's remains, and thus both parents would be clients of the funeral home. So why would Stevens choose to get involved? Nowhere do we see that her testimony was obtained via subpoena. And we note that, despite Aaron's claims, there are several irrefutable issues. No meaningful police investigation has occurred into the circumstances of Grant's death. Even basics, like examining the black box in Grant's truck, were not conducted. Aaron's claims about Grant's accident are not substantiated by the medical records. Yet again, Grant was not dragged by his truck, full stop. We have evidence of deceit on Aaron's part, including the fraudulent claim that Grant's truck was totaled. Other claims made by Aaron are improbable, like his claim that he did not sexually assault Gracie in a hotel room, but rather slept in the same bed with pillows between them. Yet he claims that he was already aware of allegations that he had boundary issues with Gracie, so why would he even sleep in the same room, let alone the same bed? With or without pillows, to do so would, by any definition, be insanity itself. We are forwarding a copy of this story to the funeral home for comment and will update our coverage if we receive a response. Persons wishing to post reviews can find the funeral home on Google here.